Knives, machetes, saws, and shears, multi-tools, shovels, swords, axes, spears, hatchets, and tomahawks. If it cuts, snips, slices, or chops, Midway USA has it. Find great gift ideas in our huge selection of pocket knives and other everyday carry folding knives. Make a statement or create a family legacy with one of our top-of-the-line hunting knives. We've got a great selection of manual and electric sharpeners, too. For just about everything for the outdoors, check out MidwayUSA.com.
Boat Trader is America's largest boating marketplace with over 100,000 boats to choose from. We offer simple, comprehensive solutions for those looking to sell, find, and finance new or used boats. Visit BoatTrader.com to get started.
Hunting boots are a critical component of any successful hunt. Whether walking a short distance to your blind or trudging miles through rugged terrain, your feet are carrying the load. Without the right boots, you could give up early and lose out on that trophy just over the ridge. At Midway USA, we make selecting boots for your next hunt easier. With just a few clicks of a mouse, you can decide on what's important, like waterproofing, insulation, size, width, and savings. For just about everything for shooting, hunting, and the outdoors, check out MidwayUSA.com.
All right, welcome back to the Survival and Basic Badass Podcast, Kevin and Chuck. Well, today we're going to talk about prepper groups, mutual assistant groups. Do you need more people? Do you need to have a community to actually survive in the apocalypse? And I kind of am leaning towards it's a really good idea. Mm-hmm. That's kind of my take on it. But let's dig into it. So I think people have a lot of different approaches. Some have that like macho man approach of, well, you know, I was a sniper in the Marine Corps or something, and I'm going to sit on my roof 24 hours a day, and anybody that comes near my house, I'm going to just, you know, pop them off and you know, defend everything. Or I'm such a great, you know, survivalist, and everyone else is dumb, and everyone else would never be able to come overtake my compound and think about, you know, hurting my family. All right. There's the other guy who thinks kind of neighborhood watch, right? Well, I'm going to go talk to my neighbors and my friends, and we're going to rally together. And I got to say, that's better than no play. Right.
Right.
I mean, that's right. If you got nothing going out when, oh, you know, crap, the lights went out right now and I didn't have time to make my prepper group.
Right.
Then setting up some kind of neighborhood watch and, you know, go talk to your neighbors. Hey, can we just block off both ends of our street around the house and set up a little guard kind of thing? You know what? That's going to be way better than not doing anything. And right. I like that play. Other people have that kind of hunker down mentality. Well, I have an impenetrable house, you know, it's made out of brick. And I saw in that Three Little Pigs book that there's no way anybody's going to get through it. I put some steel, you know, shutters on the windows and I have a year's supply of food and I don't have to worry about nothing. That's the other idea. That, or maybe, you know, the same hunker down kind of thing of, well, we're going to go 50 miles in the woods and nobody's going to ever, you know, find me there. Yeah, I'm safe. Or even better, people think, oh, I'm going to go 200 yards in the woods and nobody's going to find me there. Like,
yeah, I'm going to walk out in the woods behind my house and set up a tent. We're going to be fine.
They can have the house. I'll let them have it. But when you're cooking on the campfire, yeah, they're going to know.
They're going to know.
Yeah. And again, 50 miles out, they might not know. But I got to say, you can even kind of see that. You know, a lot of times, like I know in New York, man, you can go up and somebody's burning a fire 5 miles out, 10 miles out, you know.
Yeah.
You can see it. Like I was saying in New York, you guys have hills and mountains and, you know, little lookouts here and there.
Yeah.
And honestly, if everything's flat, well, then you get the idea what happens there too, you know.
Right. So. Yeah. Now, just as a fair warning here about preppers, about building a group with other preppers. I found this this thing on prepper personalities. I'm going to read it to you.
All right.
preppers are defensively pessimistic, motivated by fear, and seek out environments that are stable and predictable. They are introverted but effective employees when they can keep their emotions under control. Just fair warning, you might have to deal with other preppers that are apparently we're all introverts. So
that and being a lot of us are veterans, right? And right. Veterans are very angry people.
Angry.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'm an angry person. You guys probably haven't noticed that. I mean, I feel like I'm always smiling, right? I'm happy. But
you're
like,
hostile. That's all.
You know, they always told us in the Navy, a bitchin' sailor is a happy sailor.
Right.
And I'm always bitching. So,
mm-hmm. Right.
You know, they're,
right. You only have to worry when you stop hearing people bitching, because then they're just bitching behind your back, yeah. And then it's a problem.
And it's over, right? Then the party mm-hmm. ends. So, all right. I guess the first thought is, all right, so I want to make I come to the conclusion, hey, let's look into prepper groups. Let's do that. I want a mutual assistance group. Now, do I form one or do I join one?
Right, right. That's the big question, right? So as far as joining a group.
If I form I get to be in charge, right?
Right. You get to be the boss. Somebody else got to be the boss. So if you're joining a group, you got to make sure that whoever is started the group is not a real piece of shit, you know?
And I don't even know that anybody will want to join me if I'm like, hey, you can join my group, but I'm in charge. Yeah. I say everything. Rage, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
All right. So benefits to each. One, somebody else did a lot of the legwork, right?
Right.
They did all the planning. They already have people. Because I don't know if anyone knows this, but you just pointed out that we're all introverts. Mm-hmm. And we'd have to talk to people.
Yeah, that and sucks.
That is so uncomfortable.
Yeah. Right? So where do you find people? So you join a group. You can find groups. You know what I mean? It's not a big deal. Go online. You know, I did that. I spent about 5 minutes online looking for prepper groups, and they're all over the place. You know, they're advertising on the internet, which is crazy to me. But
yeah, that's a big concern for me. So if they're advertising on the internet. Like, you know, it's the whatever Facebook group of crazy.
Yeah, there's one in Albuquerque. Yeah, they're all over the place.
Right. And that's maybe okay. But yeah, definitely, you know, the government's going to come take you out. You know, it's like, do I want, you know. Yeah. But
and how big of a group do you want to be involved with? You know what I mean? Do you want a group that's got 100 people in it? Probably not, you know.
Right. Do you have, what do they have? They have like a giant, you know, compound. Now, maybe, I got to say.
Helicopters? I don't know. Maybe that's, maybe
if
that
you
is.
You have a helicopter pilot and a helicopter.
Yeah.
I got to say, that's, I might want to join that group. You might want to.
But that's also called a militia, which, you know, not necessarily the same thing.
And that's, you're exactly right. I think they are two different things. But I think, like, I mean, obviously. It's whatever you want it to be, right? You can be whatever you want to be. There is mm-hmm. no hard and fast rule. Well, I call it this and therefore, you know, whatever. But yeah, in theory, a mutual assistance group is different than a militia. I think mutual assistance, at least in my mind, is we're taking care of our own compound kind of thing. Whereas right. a militia might do some more offensive things, right? Mm-hmm. Like go do... You know, even help out the government, go, you know, do aid. Like you have the biker gangs that like to do, you know, we go rescue abused kids or, you know, whatever. Right. Then you're going outside. And I'm just making a distinction. I'm not saying it's right. wrong to help people. That's not mm-hmm. right. You know,
right. But it's not a prepper group.
Right. Well, yeah, it just, you then become something more. Mm-hmm. But that's okay. So, and like I said, oh, well, let me tell you about what a biker gang is. And they have to be, you know, whatever. Do what you want to do. That's not my point. Mm-hmm. So you could think about like meeting people different places, though, like livestock auctions, people you meet at the farmer's market, people you meet from work, your church. A lot of churches are actually very prepper minded.
They are. Yeah.
A lot are not. But, mm-hmm. you know, obviously, you would probably seek out somebody with kind of that mindset, or you wouldn't be here at this podcast, right? I mean, that's the idea. Gun shows, But again, mm-hmm. there's a lot of crazies at gun shows, so you don't know. And yeah, there's a lot of FBI.
Those are the people that I like.
Guys. Right, but there's
the crazies are the ones guys. I want.
ATF guys and FBI agents at gun shows. Those are the
you don't want to. You don't want to have them about. Join your prepper group.
Right. Now, another thing would be, do you, so like maybe put in the comments, you know, where you'd like to,
yeah, you know, hardware find, stores and yeah, there's somebody a couple of
where you've met good people,
yeah,
you know, but just kind of in life, you kind of come across people and you know what, building it slow is not a bad idea.
Now,
you know, go ahead.
If you're looking for people for your group,
yeah,
there are multiple prepping dating sites. Did you know this for preppers? You can find your,
so you could also look for love and
a prepper group. So data, these are the three, the top three that I found. Data Prepper. That's
okay.
That's pretty, you know, straightforward.
Is Survivals? This like Dude Date and Christian Date? And
yeah,
you know, okay. Yeah. They and were like, oh, here's another untapped market. All right.
Survival Singles.
Ooh.
So you could check that one out. You know, some dudes are looking for that hard ass woman that knows how to, you know, ride a horse and hog tie a calf. Why not? And then there's a Prepper Dating, which is a Facebook page, and you can go okay. to seek out your prepper spouse.
Yeah. Yeah. I like it. Prepper Dating, huh? Nice. Mm-hmm. Now I don't know if you remember Mark and Patricia McCloskey.
Yes, yes, they were actually
the classic prepper power couple. It's my understanding. They were the ones out in St. Louis, and then remember they had the whole Black Lives Matter thing.
Yeah, they saw black people outside, and they went right, like, nope, grabbed their guns. Yep, just in case they had to shoot all the black folks on the street. You know, the cops aren't coming. It's St. Louis. St. Louis is just a trash neighborhood. So you got to be careful out there, man. I used to live in St. Louis, and I got to tell you. It ain't a great place, you know. One, you know, you might get mugged, and two, the McCloskeys might shoot your ass accidentally because she got her finger on the trigger. You know what I mean? She's just randomly pointing a gun around with her finger on the trigger, like that shit could go off at any second, man.
Yeah, no, she's
gonna,
you know,
gonna take us out. Look at that! Look at that face she's got. Gorgeous! What a gorgeous woman! I'd be so happy going home to that every night.
They got pardoned by the governor.
Did they? Good.
For that.
Good
for yeah. Them. I mm-hmm. just looked into this because I was like, you know, what a preppers, how do you defend your home? Because that's some people's mentality, though, is just that, well, we got it. We got some right. guns. We're going to go out in the driveway and it's going to be fine.
Yeah. Yeah. If you are worried about security, stay inside with your guns. Don't go outside with them.
That's, just shoot them when they touch your mailbox, right?
It's just nope. dumb. You just open your window and sit inside the window with your gun. Don't go out in the driveway. That's dumb. That's like what's happening over in Ukraine right now. The Russians are getting out of their defenses and going out in the open to attack the Ukrainians that are advancing. Just stay in your bunkers. Wait for them to get there, man.
Exactly. Now, there's also like a lot of these prepper conventions. You know, like even I know they have the little home and garden show kind of things, like where they, you know, what's the homesteading magazines, you right. know, they do events in North Carolina. We have that, crazy like Turtle Island guy. And actually there's a prepper convention in North Carolina about, the guy from, Secret Garden of Survival, Rick Austin, I think is his name. Mm-hmm. He's got one. So things like that, training classes, that kind of stuff. You know, there's a lot of different options you have, but you know, look around, go to where the people are. I mean, that's the bottom line. Look for people who are into that kind of thing, even maybe more subtly, like people who are in the homesteading groups on Facebook and things like that. You know, I know with the farmers market, we make a big community of friends and connect with people a lot. And
especially if you're going every week, you're going to start seeing the same,
right?
The same people over and over again, you know?
And you realize, you know, who maybe has, you know, skills that you might find useful and things like that. But I would say the connection with people is going to be the biggest thing that matters. You know, how you connect. People are like, oh, well, we need a doctor, we need a lawyer, we need, you know, whatever in our group. But, and that's all good. Like, I mean, obviously, you know, community is the whole point of this. That's why we live in communities in society, is because we can rely on each other, but, and people bring different stuff to the table, but I don't know.
So a good idea is to start with family members. You know what I mean? You want to know people, nice. You want to start with people that, you know, you're familiar with, you know, their positive and negative qualities, you know, people that you're already, you know, aware of what their personalities are like. You know, there's somebody that always talks a good game, but half asses everything they do, you know, and you can you know, think about the people that you're related to, people that live in your area, and, you know, start there. Another thing, to look for is, you know, like you said, neighborhood watch, people that live close by. You don't want to get a prepper group together that's all like internet, you know, friends in Indiana and Mississippi and Wyoming. You know, you want to have people that you can actually get together and, you know, plan projects and be prepared for any events that might happen. You also want to be able to find people that are willing to invest in supplies. You know what I mean? You know, you don't have to be rich to be in the prepper group. I'm just saying that you know, you're willing to spend a little bit of extra cash on, you know, having your own supplies stocked up. So you're not, you know, you're not inviting somebody in that's going to be leeching off right. of you. Right. You want people that are physically fit. You know, it's, you know, I have plenty of friends that right. are great big fat asses. Right. But if you're 350 pounds, you're going to have a hard time doing anything.
Yeah.
You know? And you want somebody that, you know, would have some sort of wilderness survival skills, right? You don't want, you know, you don't want just a regular dummy that's, you know, that's going to show up and just be a hindrance, you know?
Right.
It's everybody needs somebody to weed the garden and that sort of stupid shit. But that's why you have kids, you know, you don't need any grownups that are just hanger-ons that aren't going to, you know, help out the group at all. So, some of the things that you want to, some of the skills that you want people to have, that would be in your group would be, agriculture. You know, do you know how to grow vegetables? Hunting, you know, people that are, you know, that have been hunting and know how to butcher animals and, you know, how to field dress a deer, that sort of stuff. Raising animals, you know, goats, rabbits, chickens, that sort of stuff. Somebody that's familiar how to deal with those types of things.
Yeah.
People that are good at foraging, you know, that's a great nice. Skill to have.
Yeah.
Medicine, you know, we talk a lot about that sort of stuff and first aid. That's great knowledge to have, but somebody that has some actual training, you know, a nurse, a doctor, somebody like that.
Right. Even help. If nothing else, maybe you can get your guy like, so maybe you have somebody who doesn't have like a particular prepper skill that seems right, but they're looking to fit in because maybe you're that guy. Maybe you take the paramedic course at the community college, you know, step up your game if, you know, this is where things fall short. Those are the kind of things you can do. I mean, there's a lot of medical classes you can take and research you can do and, you know, do some, you know, they have the home suture kits where you can kind of practice and figure it out. You can get there. Like, maybe you develop the skills. Maybe you're like, hey, I joined the group. I don't have anything to offer, but I'm going to step up my blacksmithing game and I'm going to learn and master that.
Right.
That's it, you know, and maybe you take on some additional skills.
Right. And that's you know, that is something that, you know, ideally you would have everybody in the group would have three or four things that they're really good at, you know, you know,
and having another cross training is great too. You know, once you start together, then the medic guy works with the other guy who has a little bit of medical knowledge and, you know, you, like you said, cross training and develop multiple skills.
Right. Right. You know, another couple of skills that I think are, you know, great assets are mechanics. You know, if you're really good at getting that car started again, you know, if you you know, can swap out the belts and you know, there's all sorts of stuff that you can do with an experienced mechanic can do all sorts of stuff with anything, you know, with, you know, even the, just the trash you got laying around your garage, you know, get something together.
Well, that's it. A carpenter, a mechanic are both huge. I mean, and that's the thing too. Do you buy a piece of property? How do you do this as a group? Or do you have more people? Do you have more skills on your list?
Yeah. Well, the other two, the last two I have are home defense, you know, somebody that's just
military training or law enforcement, whatever.
Right.
Maybe an armorer, right?
Yeah. And able to work together. You know, teamwork is going to be a big, you know, a big asset. And there's some, you know, I know a lot of people that are really talented that are just straight assholes and they can't work with anybody, you know.
There's always that in your mind where you're like, this guy's going to be a problem, you know, and that's what you need to realize. So, all right, when you all get together now, I think if you're going to form this group, you're going to need some kind of guidelines, some kind of rules and whatever. And maybe you decide, hey, there's no rules. It's like hippie free commune.
That's right. You do.
I mean, I'm not telling you how to do your own business. I don't know. That's, you know, whatever you guys like. But the bottom line is you need to decide, hey, is there somebody in charge? Do we have a committee, like a board who makes decisions? Do I have, all right, this guy's in charge of the compound and kind of oversees everything, but this guy's in charge of military, you know, like defenses, right? Or this guy's in charge of medical stuff. And this guy makes all the decisions on, you know, whatever. Like I'm sure everybody's got their own specialty. So that's going to matter. Do you vote? Is it a democracy kind of thing or is it absolute, you know?
Right.
Do you decide how to, what's the criteria? Do we, you know, just search people out with skills or is personality the thing? You know, this is something you can decide. If somebody joins, is their entire family, you know, part of it? I would assume that's how you'd want to do it. I can't imagine somebody being like, yeah, I'm going to abandon my family when things get bad and just come over to you.
But, fuck those kids.
Right. But does that mean that their brother and their mom and their everybody else is coming?
Yeah.
It's fine, whatever you guys decide, but you need to decide upfront and you need to plan and prepare for that.
Right.
You know, oh yeah, you're bringing your elderly grandmother who's 85 years old. Well, that's fine, but you need to take accommodations to make that work if that's what, you know, you guys all decide. Or you can be like, you know what, granny's in the nursing home and if they can't take care of her, I don't know what'll happen. You know, whatever. Yeah. You do you, right? You leave granny out on the I should have had a graphic for that one. I don't know.
Just wheel a wheelchair up to the front of the emergency room.
Give her a little push.
As you drive off and you're fine.
Well, were all those commercials back in the day of the Democrat Party pushing granny off a cliff?
Yeah, I remember that.
I don't know. Somebody was getting pushed off the cliff. I don't know who
for
it was.
Some reason.
But
yeah. That was the Obamacare. Yeah, those are the anti-Obamacare ads, I think.
It's bad. But so everybody gets together. Now, do you... How do you do like a location? How do you all work together? So do you buy a big piece of property?
Mm-hmm.
Do you maybe have somebody in the group who has a piece of property and you're all kind of staging there and working out sleeping arrangements and stuff like that? That could be a thing, right? So like I have a few acres, but it's not that many. Like I bet you could get away as small as five, but I would probably want to go bigger because you want to be sustainable, right? And if you have 30 or 40 people, I think you're gonna
need at least
10, 15, 50, 100, you know, I don't know. You guys decide what you can afford and what you can do and also what you can defend, right? Again, I mean, it's no problem if you have 100 acres and you're like, but we can defend this 10. Well, then that's what you're going to do, right?
Right.
More people you have, the more you can defend, right? How big of a community are you going to? And maybe you have some kind of secret conniving. Well, we're going to take over the school and move all, you know, the local gym or whatever. You do you, right? You know, you're going to set up a garden in the football field. I don't know. FEMA might have another idea. They might fight you for it. I don't know how that'll work out.
Yeah, up here in New York, they're shipping all the immigrants up here and putting them in the schools, and everybody's pissed off.
Oh, I bet.
Schools letting out this week up here, and the following week they're going to start moving people in. Yeah.
Oh, nice. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
You know, a good roof is hard to come by. But that's the thing. Or maybe you guys pool your money together and you actually form like an LLC. Mm-hmm. You write up some paperwork. Maybe somebody's willing to put their name on the line and, you know, their credit on the line and take out a loan, and you buy something together and you guys mutually make the payments. Maybe that's something you do. But again, you figure it out with a lawyer. Like, use common sense. I'm not saying, yeah, it's a great idea to buy a piece of property with 20 other people. No, right. That might not be a great idea, but you can work it out. Like, you decide what's right for you and you set it up. Set it up your way that's going to work for you. Talk to a lawyer. Hey, we have 20 people. We want to buy property. I'm taking all the risk. I'm doing, you know, all this stuff, that kind of stuff. But, you know, that's what you need to do. You need to figure out, you know, a way to do it and, you know, find the community there.
Right.
So.
All right. Yeah, that sounds – yeah, I have a friend actually that just bought a large piece of property for hunting with a bunch of his friends.
Right, exactly. You know,
it's – you know, that would be a great – that type of place would be a great bug out location, you know, especially if you had, you know – put some structures up there and had some place, like you said, a good roof is hard to find, you know?
Right.
Big help, you know, having some place where you can head off to, you know, nobody wants to abandon their homestead or whatever, but you know, if your homestead is the disaster, you know, epicenter, if you're ground zero, you might need to get the fuck out of there, and having a place to go, you know, might be a big help.
Right. Exactly. No, that's it. I mean, you guys, again, this is something you make as a decision as a group, or, you know, if you're setting up the group, you kind of, you know, lay out the plan that you want, but to be like, oh, we're going to all kind of rally our houses that are 10 miles away from each other.
Right.
That really, there's no way you can help each other. Now, maybe your group is just about, hey, we all learn skills together. It's like a prepper skills network kind of thing. Mm-hmm. That's fine, but just decide, define your boundaries and what it's going to be and what it is. And that's, you know, the way to do that.
Yeah. All right. Anything else there?
Well, I want to quick talk about some cons. What would be some negatives to joining a prepper group?
Well, you know, my experience, all the preppers I know, most of them are dicks.
Oh, you know?
And just like you, said,
they're introverts.
Just like me.
Ooh.
We're
all dickheads. We all have attitudes, right?
Yeah, we all got problems. You know, we all have attitude problems.
One, I would say, a prepper community. Again, if you're in the big Facebook group and whatever, you have these things. You're the, you know, the threepers of Virginia or something, right? You know, the three percenters of Virginia. Well, you're going to be on kind of law enforcement's radar, right?
Right.
You know, the ATF's like sneaking in guys to whatever when you're 100 strong or whatever. You know, assume that you're going to draw some attention. So that's definitely a negative. One, how do you approach people and get people to join your group without, hey, I have all these supplies and everything.
Right.
And, oh, I'm not a good fit, but I'm going to, can I get your address? I just want to, in case I want to get back in touch with you, you know, something like that. I don't know if you guys remember Ruby Ridge, Randy Weaver.
Yeah.
So basically, you know, the FBI decided these were hardcore white supremacists, and maybe the group that he was a part of may have actually had some whole white supremacist thing going on. In my kind of understanding, it's all you know, I don't know. It's funny how the truth gets so distorted over time that you don't know.
Right. People say all sorts of crazy shit. Right. Some of it, you know, gets repeated and repeated, and but some of it's true, and who knows what is what, and how much of a part of that group was he? You know what right. I mean? And exactly. As far as I know,
he attended a meeting or two, is what it was. And yeah, so one of his friends was like, hey, check out my prepper group. And he did. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden he's like the ringleader. Right.
Right.
And, you know, but that's the whole thing. So you could be, you know, kind of aligned with some questionable people. Mm-hmm. And, you know, kind of get roped into things. Right.
And then next thing you know, the ATF is shooting your dog and your kid
right.
And
your kid
and shooting
right.
your wife
your
in
wife,
the head.
Right.
Yeah.
Your wife takes it. So I don't know. But, and then that's the thing. Like, so automatically people think prepper group, they think, oh, they're trying to, I like to think of it as we like to be prepared, right? We want to be, you know, capable to take care of our own. I mean, I think mm-hmm. that's all anybody in the prepper community really wants, is to kind of be left alone, to kind of handle their own business and be prepared to take care of their own business. And right. and that's a special skill. So yeah, I feel like you could be drawing unwanted attention from law enforcement.
And, yeah, that's probably a definite con.
Now, I do have, so I mean that's what I think on prepper groups. I think it definitely is a plus. And I think even if nothing else, just setting up a group to share skills mm-hmm. At a minimum. And then if you want to take it further, hey, you know, we really connect. If something bad happens, let's all do this. But everybody right. always feels like, hey, I'm developing my own property. But right. I know there might be guys who live in the small apartment in town, or a young soldier type who, you know, lives at the community college campus or whatever. I don't know, maybe the regular college, whatever. Yeah. I know you fancy guys in New York, the community colleges have campuses and right, yeah, like where they live in dorms and, you know, whatever. They're full on. You guys are all in down there or up there somewhere.
Yep.
And that's definitely a way to go. But you know, find people who you can trust, find people who you can rely on to, you know, help you out with things. And even in life, that's a good thing. Now, it's, people are always worried about the time commitment. I mean, I think that's why a lot of people don't go to church, to be honest. I mean, there's the whole judgment thing and whatever, but people also in hypocrisy or whatever. But the thing is, people are like, I don't want to give up a half day of my time. Right. And
time, you know, that's limited.
Time that's limited. Yeah. We're all desperate to get more stuff done. But this could be time that you're really developing skills. And I got to mm-hmm. say, are you really enjoying life if you're not like fellowshipping with other people and hanging right. out? I mean, there's a lot to be said for that. You know, that camaraderie, good friend thing and go and doing some. I know Kevin goes and does these big hiking trips mm-hmm. with his buddies. Is it a couple times a year, once a year?
Yeah, once or twice a year. Yep.
All right. And but they also connect, you know, individually at other times too and do stuff. So, you know, that friendship and that bond, it makes you stronger. I mean, you think of like all the guys who become presidents and shit, or, you know, oh, they're all skull and bones guys or whatever, right? Whatever your right. conspiracy theory. But the thing is, having a network, you know, they always talk about in the like get rich world, it's always having a network, a community, a mastermind mm-hmm. of people all working towards the same goal.
Right.
You know, and that really can make you better. So thinking and approaching things like that is an awesome way to do it. Mm-hmm. Now, you had some concerns. There were things going on in the world. Why would I even need a prepper community? You're saying things look a little hairy out there.
Yeah, things are getting a little sketchy over in Russia, and that's not a place where you want sketchy things to be happening, because they seem like they have a hair trigger. They're always talking about sending off nukes to everybody.
Yeah, they are.
So, yeah, it looks like the Russian military bombed the Wagner group, the mercenary group.
Yep.
And the head of that, Prigozhin, is super pissed. And he's got about a 25,000 man army.
Wow.
And now they're heading into Russia to get revenge. They already captured a town with nobody put up any defense. And, you know, you think about it, 90% of Russia's military is in Ukraine.
Right.
You know what I mean? They only have 10% of the military left. They put in place, what was it called? Operation Fortress.
Okay.
Where basically every police officer, every firefighter, everybody in Moscow is scrambling and putting up defenses. And I don't know what's going to happen, but Prigozhin is moving on Russia now. I mean, that's probably great for Ukraine, but it's not great for everybody in general.
For the world?
Yeah. Prigozhin isn't like, if he took if he overthrew the government, became, you know, the dictator and threw Putin out, it's not like he's a better dude. You know what I mean? It's not like he's a more reasonable, competent guy. They're all out of their fucking minds. So things could get sketchy. I'd buy some iodine pills if you don't have them.
Iodine pills are the trick.
Get your radiation prevention program straightened out.
I'd say we talked about that prepper binder. You might want to review that nuclear event section. I'm just saying. Or at least maybe add that chapter.
Put it in there.
That might be a positive thing. Mm. Now, you guys, I don't know if we mentioned it to you, but we ended up connecting with Waypoint TV, and we're doing the podcast is hosted there. And maybe if, like I said, Kevin steps up his game, we might even have like some kind of TV stuff going on in the future, but that's in the future. Right now, we're just connecting with the podcast stuff, so that's pretty awesome. And we put a little effort and came up with a new logo for the podcast. And I think if you're downloading this episode, you might be seeing the new logo.
All right.
And if you check it out on the YouTube channel, put it up on here. We're kind of excited about that. Stepping up our game a little bit, better microphones, better cameras, you know, make the world a better place. See if it sounds a little better. Kevin said, you know, we could be all in on adulting, like we're professionals.
Like grownups and shit. Yeah. Like
grownups and stuff. Wild. You know? So, hey, that's something. But, you know, anytime you guys, you know, leave comments, subscribe to the channel, leave podcast reviews, you know, any of that stuff, we really appreciate it. It, you know, ensures that you, you know, you don't miss anything. It also helps spread the word, helps grow the channel. And that's something we're really trying to do. We're trying to like up our game a little bit to where, you know, we get a bigger reach, we get more out of it. And then by, you know, doing that, we're able to give you guys a better product. You know, we're able to make the podcast better. And that's the thing. We're able to, you know, sound a little more professional, show up on time, you know, do these things, right? That's the thing is the more we can invest, the more I can set up the studio here, the more I can just walk in and do it instead of having 2 hours of prep of converting my living room into a podcast studio or having to chase the dogs out in the middle of the episode. You know, that's always the thing. And like another thing, I mean, Starlink is like right around the corner for me. I'm just like that's best try crappy effort that they're I'm working on it.
That's the big problem with living out in the middle of nowhere. It's great for 100 reasons, but the internet isn't one of them.
The internet is not one of them. I mean, you know, half the time if I need internet, I gotta, you know, go grab the cell phone and connect to the hotspot. You know, that kind of thing. It's like, oh, well, I can be 5G in the middle of nowhere, but God forbid they could get internet to my house, you know?
Right.
That's always the game. But, you know, that's it. I don't know if you guys know, we're on Patreon at patreon.com/preppingbadass. Right now, we don't have any great stuff set up with that. You sign up, you get a patch, and we send you out a pretty cool Prepping Badass patch. We're going to come up with some new stuff and I think some extra video on there, some video content that's pretty cool, and see if we can't step up our game a little bit. So that's in the future. You know, like I said, reviews, comments, we really appreciate it. Check out Waypoint TV because they got a lot of great hunting, fishing, podcast stuff over there that you guys might really appreciate. Mm-hmm. And otherwise, I would say stay safe and we will talk to you guys next week.
Through the Blackwater bayous and in the dark Louisiana night floats a duck camp, alive with the sounds of swamp pop and the smells of Cajun cooking. From the Mississippi Delta in Venice to the Cajun prairies of the Southwest, me and the Duck Camp Dinners crew will be hunting and eating it all.
This is Duck Camp Dinner.
Join me, Chef Jean-Paul Bourgeois, and the whole crew every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV.
You go out there and the fish are where you think they are. Any one of these casts could be the bite. It's the most exciting fishing that I know right here at Hawk's Cave.
Oh, that's awesome.
Experience the best saltwater fishing the world has to offer. Don't miss Thursdays with Saltwater Experience, brought to you by Golden Boat Lifts, every Thursday night from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV, the destination for outdoor entertainment.
I'm Will Cooper, and you're listening to HuntStand's Make Your Mark podcast on the Waypoint Podcast Network. Stick around as I bring you more stories and interviews from veteran hunters and industry professionals who inspire us all to be better equipped in the woods and in life.